One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
So, Natalie, what is it that you want?
To get married and have a child.
Oh, and you've never talked to Josh about this. It's back. It's back. I'm going to say this now. My favorite iteration of 90 Day Fiancé.
Don't stop hitting
back.
Yourself.
I'm excited. Besides, people like it when I slap
no,
my leg.
No, they don't.
In this one because they can see it. They can see me slap my leg. Ooh, look, I'm barefoot like Poodle. Ooh.
Ah!
Ooh. Ooh.
Don't touch me. Especially with your feet.
Ooh! Y'all, I'm wired.
Great.
I'm very excited.
Y'all,
for this.
For those of you on Intimate Port or the $15 tier, we're doing this in video.
Yeah, we're doing this in a video.
Here's the thing. We got a new light.
And we want to test it.
And it's also, thank you for our $15 Patreon members. You're seeing this video. Thank you.
We love
this
you.
It's a bonus. And
bonus.
If you're not a member of the $15 Patreon, I'm looking really good today.
You're missing it.
You're missing it.
Your skin does look good. I said
thank
so.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh,
your sty is almost better.
Oh, it's been a journey. It's been a journey.
It is weeping still a little bit.
But it's actually, you have to put cream all over it. It's actually very dry as a normal eye, but I just have to put little mineral oil all over it.
It looks like it's going.
Yeah, I actually, like I said, it's kind of, my eye vision's always blurry
just
out of that
drooling.
Eye. I feel claustrophobic and I feel like the world's coming in. But I'm fine.
Oh, you said that and I tuned you out.
I'm fine. Not going crazy at all, y'all.
You need to take a breath.
I'm just so excited to talk about this with you.
I will say, this is a new level of cuckoo.
It's my favorite.
Now, and what they've done, I was trying to think about it. First of all, I thoroughly love this episode. Everyone was absolutely unacceptable. Oh. Was behaving like an unacceptable.
Yes.
And
where's Tiny?
And it made it so good. And what they have done is they have taken the people who are so cringe, you put them in any environment, and they're going to cringe you out.
Yes.
Especially, they found Nutley and Caesar are just walking cringe.
And then,
Debbie is weird because she's cringe on one level, but then you kind of want to see where it goes. You're slightly invested.
And then there's the whole her and Colt and like enmeshment and seeing that play out. And then there's Tanya, who oddly enough is cringe as well, but kind of like in the way that some of us can be a normal cringe when we're dating and like just trying to figure out ourselves. Like
she makes the worst choices.
But she's like cringe of when we're all like in our early
20s. Yes, even though she's 32.
Even though she's, but so it's just like, oh, it's
Tanya,
so good.
Tanya is that girl that is by herself at the bar and will tell you everything about her life.
Yes, that was me when I was 23, y'all. Oh, I was such a bad dater when I was 23.
Well, so is she. No one's as bad of a dater as Natalie, though.
Oh, no. And then we didn't see him this week, but we see next week Veronica is fucking laying it down. And we see...
She's going to be the normie this season.
She's going to be the normie.
We're going to be okay with she's we're gonna actually just see the drama is gonna come from her relationship and how it affects Tim and this guy she's seeing who is cute.
He's real cute. And then there's also gonna be I'm telling you, I think they're listening to us, or at least Tiffany is, and she's on brand. Did you see they did a slow motion of her literally just taking her shirt and pulling down her shoulders
McGee shoulders. She's got him out.
I am so happy to talk about this with you
today. I am too. I'm happy to talk about this with you. I wasn't happy when I saw it was 2 fucking hours. No. But
you said next week it's back to
1 hour.
It's back to 1 hour. Y'all, Smothered is paused this week.
Yep.
So that's why we're getting an hour and a half or 2 hours of The Single Life. It's season 3, episode 1, to bay or not to bay.
Because we're cool. Because we say bay.
Because we say bay. Okay, any announcements? First of all, if you're watching this or listening to this on the Patreon or Supercast, you're getting this early. You're getting this 24 hours early. Everybody else is going to get this on the free feed 24 hours later. So if you're on the free feed and you see people posting about it in the Sissy Squad or you see people posting online, you're like, hey, how come I don't know? And you're having FOMO. Just pay fucking $5 and you'll get it 24
hours. Don't extort our listeners.
Well, no, I'm telling them that's how you get it earlier.
You can say... If you'd like it earlier.
Don't come to me and say, why didn't I get it? I'm telling
you
now.
I don't like being told what to do, and I will not tell our listeners what to do.
It
triggers me.
It does trigger.
I will not be told what to do.
Y'all, he's got this new ring that...
it's an Aura ring.
That tells you like what to stand up. And he said, I don't like an Apple Watch because my Apple Watch says, you've been sitting for an hour. It's time to stand up. And he said, I don't like him telling me what to do. Instead, this Aura ring is so fucking passive aggressive.
Maybe stand up and rest your legs. It's like, stretch your legs.
Hey, you sure like sitting? You want to sit up for a little bit? I'm like, what a bitch. And that's what you respond to.
It is a little bit like, why not stretch your legs a minute, fat ass? it doesn't, but that's what I hear after the exclamation.
But
it,
you enjoy that
a little bit. I kind of love my Aura ring reading me. I do not like my Apple Watch saying, hey, time to stand up. It's an order.
I prefer that.
Also, I need to say this. A lot of people agree with me that the Coyote and Tom from Tom and Jerry got raw deals. So there's a lot of other sickos out there.
Sicko.
Besides me, who roots for the villain. A lot of sickos listen to us.
Oh.
Yep. I'm a proud sicko.
You are a proud sicko.
Who loves polygamy shows.
Love polygamy
Sister
shows.
Sister Wives is back!
It is back.
I haven't watched it yet, but I'm going to watch it tonight.
Also, y'all, our live show is a Doublet Tour. We're still selling tickets for that. You can come see us. Hey, look, we're going to be announcing the schedule, but I think we might be doing The Single Life on tour, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so we'll announce that schedule. So, because it's out there for everybody. Because some people are starting. I've had two people that messaged me, ironically, today saying, hey, I'm going to this show. What's playing? We're going to be more organized this time and actually put an Instagram post about a week and a half before letting y'all know what to watch.
We just
have to like do a little post and make it pretty. So I'll do that and then we'll get it all and we'll just put it out for you so you'll know what's going on.
You will not show up like that one woman said. We're like, we're gonna be talking about the latest episode of blah blah blah, hope you watched today. And one woman went, oh,
we did say in the podcast before, watch it on Sunday because we're doing
audibly,
it on Sunday night.
Oh,
she went, oh, yeah. It's not. We tried. We try, y'all. We try. Sometimes y'all don't.
And it was so loud.
It was so loud. It wasn't just a...
Y'all keep that shit to yourself.
Any other announcements?
No.
I'm so upset that Natalie was in our city. Literally just 10 minutes from us.
Just
and we didn't
doing
see her.
Selfie faces and making sexy faces.
I would have ridden on the back of that tour bus and just watched the whole thing and not say a word.
You know she asked crazy ass questions the whole time.
Oh, the whole time. And I love that she never took a picture of what she was seeing. It was just selfies of her riding on a bus.
That is the Tom Cruise star.
y'all, she's I hope there's a star left for me, empty. And he goes, and the tour guy goes, yes, there's an empty star, everyone. And she goes, oh, good.
She says, are there empty stars?
Is it a star?
She sounds like Swedish all of a sudden.
When she drives by, and then somebody said, that is the house where Madonna. She goes, oh, Madonna. Like Madonna's there.
No, but she said, and there's the Pink Taco where Madonna used to hang out with. That's at least 25 years ago. Because Madonna hasn't been going out in 25 years.
25. I don't even, what building was
Pink
there?
Taco.
No, what was, I just was recently at.
What? It was
I went
a club.
That show with Tom Sean Pulaski, and we went to the Pink Taco after. But it was a famous rock club, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's kind of sad. All those like old vintage
they're all
rock
gone.
Club, they're all gone, y'all. Because LA does not uphold its history.
There's a yoga
at
studio
all.
There now.
More than any city I think I've ever been.
You can still go. The Viper Room's gone, I think too.
It's gone too.
I think so.
L.A., just, they fucking tear down, like, no regard for history in the city.
I think,
it's really sad.
I think they leave plaques, but the buildings are gone. Yeah. Because they're, well, otherwise, how can they charge rent?
It's why L.A. is not a pretty city,
like,
I don't think.
Sunday, like, on Sunset, it's some of the highest
Oh, yeah, House property. Of Blues is gone.
So.
And that venue was beautiful.
But I'm saying it makes sense because those are high, are preferable locations. So why are you going to leave a historic landmark?
I know. I think. I
oh
think
well.
If you don't acknowledge
capitalism.
It, yeah.
Blame capitalism.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's back and she's cuckoo. She's back seeing the guy we saw her with. Her who had, we forget. She had one date with this man.
One.
And with, in which she said to him on that first date, I would like to have a child.
I would like to have a child.
And
yes.
Also, she was pissed because he had previously, he was 40, and she was amazed that he had two children before by
oh
two
my,
different women.
Oh, really? Really? Oh, my gosh.
The hubris that it takes. That she thinks a 40-year-old yep. man would not have an ex or children.
Y'all, a 40-year-old man who looks like that and has that big a dick has children.
Yeah, definitely. He has a big dick,
he
too.
He has a big dick.
He's hot.
Josh is hot. Y'all, I need his Instagram. I can't find it.
I have a feeling he's douchey.
Yes. He tells... this is kind of jumping in, but he tells her later, my work is important to me. And you can trust me, I don't date women that I work with. And I went,
you met her
at
a modeling. Yeah. Oh, he's full of shit.
At a modeling night. Yes, he's fucking other models.
She is getting exactly what she deserves.
Oh, Mike is at home just eating a pat of butter like his mama told him to. Just
we're,
going,
we're
yep. going to
get Trish. We're going to get butter this season, too.
Butter. She's coming back, everybody.
Butter.
I mean, I feel like it's Christmas morning. I was so excited to watch this.
I'm going to, you need to calm down or I'm going to tase you.
Well, it is my favorite. It is
I know.
My favorite.
I know. So.
I'm looking for real love, so buckle up.
Ugh.
Y'all, this was before, by the way, there's a lot of talk. This is before
the Ukrainian invasion. The Ukrainian invasion. Basically, the war in Ukraine.
Yeah. If you haven't, again, I just looked it up, but it's on Discovery Plus. We were talking about it on regular 90 Day. But watch that 90 Day Diaries. I could only watch like 15 minutes of it because I had to fucking watch all this shit. But it was pretty riveting seeing their story. So it's on 90 Day Diaries Ukraine on Discovery Plus. It's good.
So... I prepared a top 10 craziest things Natalie actually said.
Okay.
in this episode.
Okay.
Because there were 10 things that needed to be said verbatim.
Okay. I agree. Are we recording? Okay, we are.
Introduce. So all I need you to do is say number 10.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, America, the world, Natalie's dating top 10.
Get to it. Get to it. Come on.
You know what? I'm building it up.
Okay.
Number. Do you want to start with 10 or 1?
10!
Well, that's what I think, too, but sometimes you have weird ideas about things.
That's
number
fair.
10.
I hope my appearance will make him smile, but he thinks I'm cute because I am.
Because I am. Number 9.
Swans are the only bird that does not change partner. It is a good omen.
And then she also said, and when one dies, the other one dies, too. Number 8.
I can hypnotize you.
Hypnos.
I'm sorry. I hypnos you. I turn men into ash.
Let that sit in. Number 7.
I'm a very jealous person. I'm what they call love needy.
I missed that one. I didn't get that.
Love needy.
Love needy. Number 6.
Sure, she's a wild animal who is waiting for his jump.
Don't know what that means. Number 5.
I am a river. A river that flows, but also emotional. Because river can be emotional.
Is that what Garth Brooks meant when he said yes. about it? Okay. Number 4.
We were like fish and bird. Different. Verbatim, swear to God.
Number 3.
My mane follow after me like dogs and kiss my feet.
That's what she prefers.
Yes.
She said that's what she prefers. Number 2.
I belong here, Hollywood.
She kind of does.
Yes.
And number 1.
I'm a total mess. Whatever. God bless.
God bless. Oh, there's no business for her to be dating. But
it's incredible.
I told you.
That's right. She has absolutely no business dating. She's so wounded. This is, y'all, to be honest, this is completely exploitive and I don't care.
Oh, but she's
in on the joke. She gets it.
Is she? It's like,
you know
what?
She's not in on the joke. She thinks this is one of those things where she thinks she's on a different reality show than she's on.
Yeah, because I think Natalie actually thinks she's going to be like Jennifer Lawrence. No, I'm telling you. I think she thinks she's going to be very famous actress.
And she obviously has no one in her life that tells her 37 is definitely an advanced age to start a modeling career.
But Kim, that was another one. That could have been a top. But camera does not see age. And
right.
I went, yes, it does. Photoshop does not see, but the camera sees your age.
No, during every segment of hers, I was in just this constant state of being appalled at what I was watching.
I just enjoy. It was joyous.
I think basically you guys, I forgot about this one. There was a Jason Momoa. Shoot, the way she said Jason Momoa was like, Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa is single. I can be his mermaid.
I can be his mermaid. She did say that. I can be his mermaid. She really. I just got to say.
Weird screw-up face.
Her body's amazing, I got to say. And she is beautiful.
The hair is better than it was.
The hair is better. She's doubling down on her coal black eyeliner. Like at one point. At the end, when she's on that date with Josh, she's talking and there's just like a piece of eyeliner that's sticking up because there's so much. She really would look so much. It adds. She would be so less severe looking. She thinks it brings out her blue eyes, and I understand.
I think someone gives her a look before the confessional looks that tamps that down because she doesn't look as.
No,
eyelined.
She looks better. No, I think.
She's more overly high lit in the confessional looks.
They say that they do their own makeup in the confessionals, but I feel like they have to have a makeup artist.
No, because, someone is touching
because
them
because the difference of Mother Debbie when she does her own makeup. She looks fine when she does her, but like, bless her heart, like her eyeliner's kind of crooked and stuff because she's 70. Like, put it on. But when a makeup artist does it, it's perfect.
Did you see what they're doing in the confessional looks? The hair is obscuring Pee-wee. And all I can think of is Pee-wee was getting very upset.
I actually talked to Pee-wee about that. I'd already written some things about that. So it's going to be brought up. It's going to be brought up. Okay, so we've kind of been all over talking about just Natalie's craziness, but we didn't actually talk about what happened on the thing. So basically, so Natalie's going around looking at this tour of
a Star
Hollywood.
Tours thing. There's a lot of them here.
It's actually a good thing to do if you've never been to L.A.
It is, but don't ever do tours of stars' homes, you guys. A lot
no,
of times,
I don't care for those.
The Hollywood Bowl or Hollywood Walk of Fame, it's fine. You're better off if you have someone who tells you about. To me, it's easier to do. The studio tours are more interesting than
studio
those.
Tours. We did like we did one that I enjoyed with my Aunt Peggy and Aunt Darla, and they loved it too. But it was famous houses from movies.
That's
like when they like I thought it was cool. They saw the house from The Godfather. We saw the house from
She saw that one.
Father of the Bride.
Yes.
We saw the Home Alone or not? Home
yes.
Alone. Stuff like that was cool.
Yeah.
But because stars' homes are all they, have, but you can't even see them. They put that, up fucking shrubs.
The tour guy was like, "Yeah, there's this. Yeah, there's this."
And they stop. She's like, "Oh my god, this view! I mean it." It's weird.
And it's weird to hear, ladies and gentlemen, the valley.
The valley.
that's never, it's, the valley has never been given an introduction like that.
I have a question for you, because they were on that swan thing. Is that to Echo Park?
That's the Silver Lake Reservoir.
Mm-hmm. Have you been on those things with on a date?
I have been on one of those. Mm-hmm. How did you know?
Because you're a slut.
I do tend to date on the east side.
You
situations.
Do date on the east side. Were you, question it? Can you give a hand job on those swan boats?
Well, it's an interesting question because the lighting is very much bright. Like the swan boat is lit up.
Oh,
and it's actually it's. I will say this: it's cooler to look at than it is actually to do it.
Because it probably feels very bright, like in your face.
It's very bright.
Did they put in the lights because someone kept trying to have sex on the boat?
I have a feeling that was part of the reason. Possibly me.
All right. When I saw that, I went, I bet you Jake's been out there more than once.
I've only been out there once.
Oh, really?
I have turned down, dates
many
to
swan,
go.
Many swan tours.
Yes. I'm like, I don't want to do that.
You did it.
Can we just go for drinks and go fuck at your place?
And make out in their car because that's your go-to.
That's my go-to. That's date one usually. If I don't go back to their place immediately.
Y'all poodles types on the east side.
Yeah. Very, very much a Silver Lake kind of hipster beard guy vibe.
Yeah.
Tattoos. Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks like may put me in the hospital.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Some of them aren't as bearded and tattooed.
No.
But I like east side boys.
Eastside boy. So, okay. Here's the deal. Natalie, this is... It really is like... She's just all id. The way she speaks.
Yeah.
Like when she's like, I'm going to see Josh and I'm just... I'm so attracted to him. I can't stay away.
did you see when he texts her that she can't meet until 8 p.m.? And he goes... She goes, uh-oh. And she immediately just, it ruins her day.
Ruins her day.
And the funniest thing is, you knew she had talked with him and said, he's like, yeah, I'm going for a work thing. And she says, I wish you were with me on Star Tour. And when we saw a view, beautiful view, I'm thinking, why would he want to take that with you?
He's been to L.A. I think he even used to live here. Like,
it's ridiculous.
No, he didn't want to do that.
And
also, they've only been on one date.
This is their second date.
They've only been on one date.
So, y'all, later on, we're having a photo shoot with
She really does think she's on The Bachelorette.
No, she does.
But you're right. That is exactly it.
She thinks she's on a different show than she is.
She probably thinks, I'll go in here and get a date, and then I'll eventually be on Bachelorette.
Yes.
She thinks that she can do
that. It's that level of delusion.
It is that level.
Which is why I can't stop watching her.
Because, you know, some of these you wonder, like, is this a little massage? I think even the producer said, like, hey, we're going to hire this Josh guy to be your date. I don't think they did that. But let's say they did. By the end of Natalie would think she really was on a date with Josh.
Oh, like, yeah. She'd make it up on her head. That's why
it's illusion. Yeah,
it is so compelling to watch the crazy hamsters that's in her head run around.
Igor and Popov.
Popov, stop watering.
I am trying to run, Igor. I want him so bad.
Yeah, one is the logical hamster, and the other is the one who wants to have sex.
Yes.
Like the angel and devil.
I see his big nose, and I know a big dick is in his pants. Let's go.
Wow.
Igor and Popov,
which is a vodka, not a very good brand. Had a lot of Popov in college. If you're past 21, don't drink Popov vodka. Y'all respect yourself better than that. Or Burnett's.
Unless they're a sponsor.
They're never going to sponsor. They don't. Popov doesn't need to sponsor anybody. You've got all the college kids buying you.
What if Burnett's, though, reached out and said, hey.
Burnett's doesn't have enough money to spend on advertising. They bank on being the cheapest brand. When you're the cheapest brand, you don't need to advertise.
That's true. I've never had it.
It's god awful. It tastes like rubbing alcohol. That's not true. I would drink rubbing alcohol before Burnett's.
Okay. All right.
It's not good. I've had it in like Party Punch and things like that. It's still awful. You can tell Burnett's, definitely.
Ugh.
Anyway.
So she just said,
photo shoot.
She said, I'm going to go have photo. She does photograph well, I have to say. She's beautiful. Get to my legs. My legs are good.
It's interesting. This guy is desperately trying to photo around when she's not making sexy faces. Like,
that's true. She does. It's always sexy model. She could.
But what he does do is he gets her occasionally when she's not looking right at the camera, and when she's slightly disarmed, when she's in the middle of making a sexy face. Mm-hmm. And that is, it's perfect.
Yeah.
But she doesn't understand. That's not modeling.
No. And she also doesn't. She like looks at Maxim and says, that's what I, Maxim magazine said, that's what I want to do. But granted, those people, A, are usually a little young, but also that's a different vibe. Whereas if like at her age, if you want to do modeling, I would be wanting to do like mom, like young mom.
She'll never be that. She will always see herself as 22 years old.
Which is, again, it's so funny. She says she wants child, but yet the energy she puts out into the world does not say like, it does not feel maternal or in any way. It's like she's living her life as a 25-year-old single person.
Yeah. No, she wants a child because she's been programmed to think she needs to have one. And also, she wants a child. This is the saddest thing. She wants a child to find someone who will never leave her.
Yeah.
And she wants a child for someone who will love her unconditionally.
Because we found out last season.
She can't find that with another guy.
Well, and we found out last season she's got daddy issues.
Yes.
Like, that's her dad left. That's
what she said. That was never in debate.
We knew, but it was confirmed.
Yes.
It was confirmed.
Yes. That was never a subject for discussion.
Yes. So they go on these swan boats. And
But anyway, I just want to say,
the
guy who is giving her the photo shoot could barely be 19 or 20.
Oh, yes. Yes, for sure.
He is, and even he's trying to handle her like, I don't know what to say.
Thank God he was a gay guy and he could handle women coming at him.
Yeah.
Otherwise, she would have been like, he's flirting with me. So
she would probably say, he was flirting with me, Josh. You should have seen it.
What did you think of Natalie's dress she wore on her date? Or nightgown?
As she said later, I need to cover up. I am naked. The thing is, if you think you're naked, you must know before you go out.
She was dressed, y'all. She was dressed kind of like what you see girls when they are women. I want to say, I say girls because it's usually very young, young women that go out, like when you go first. I remember when
their
I used to do
their first hoochie clubs.
Well, yeah, when I used to do improv and it was on Hollywood Boulevard. Because normally we would never be there, but y'all.
No, you're going to dance dirty.
You're going to dance dirty, and you bought a fucking $40 dress from Amazon or Forever 21.
Yeah, Wet Seal.
Wet Seal. That's what she's
wearing.
It was
a Wet Seal dress.
And when she walked down the steps, and I immediately went, oh my God, she's in fucking like Silver Lake
and
Park.
She could not walk in those heels.
Y'all, that is.
I can walk in heels better than that.
And I'm terrible. Something. But. If you're just, this is a little inside base, but if you're from LA, you know no one is dressed like that in fucking Silver Lake.
No.
Everyone's fucking boho chic over there. Yeah. Like,
I think
was beautiful.
I'm pretty sure that I think they did her dirty a little bit by not telling her where she was going because production knew she'd look like that.
Yeah.
And
wearing stilettos.
My favorite thing is when they put the life jacket on the dress. And then she had another blanket.
And she's trying to pedal. She goes, I can't. You just do. You stay. Drive, Josh. Drive.
Pedal, Josh. Put on pedal. I swear to God, when I saw her with that life jacket on, with that tiny dress. Not only do we have like a cover up shirt that she's wearing,
and then the blanket.
On,
she looks like she's experiencing homelessness.
She does. That is exactly what she looks like. And she can tell she's not comfortable in the boat. No. Part of her thinks that she's gonna fall off.
It's so stupid.
I'm telling you, part of me feels a little guilty, but then I think about how there's a dark side to the craziness she has.
Yes.
So, and I feel like she would walk over anyone to get what she wanted.
She would, although I'm so glad. I hope she doesn't go back to Mike, because I think Mike's even grosser, is way grosser.
I agree.
But, yeah, but it's not all just... She wants you to think that she's naive, but she's not.
Where are my flowers?
And he goes, ha, ha, ha.
She's like, no, serious. Where are my flowers?
Oh. Okay. So, Josh, I just want to say, Josh said he was in the Navy.
Hot.
I'm even hotter. Y'all, find his Insta. And so, Josh.
There's
like,
a reason why a lot of gay porn was military for a while.
We've had a long discussion about this on the show. So here's the deal, y'all. So Josh is like, they do the boat thing then, and Josh is like, there's obviously chemistry there. I'm going to lay it out for you. Josh wants to fuck.
That's exactly what he wants.
Maybe but at this point, and especially later on, he sees that she's cuckoo. She's fucking crazy in bed, y'all.
And I was going to say, he knows, like I know, you got to find a level of crazy that's not, that you don't want him to kill you.
But wonder that with Natalie.
You wonder when she's going to go Glenn Close, Sharon Stone with the ice pick. But Josh knows that when they're crazy, they're going to fuck like a crazy person.
Oh, it's going to be
wild.
It's going to be wild.
Yeah. You just need to find the right level of crazy.
Like Elizabeth, what's her name, in Showgirls.
Elizabeth Berkeley?
Berkeley, when she fucks in that pool and just is like...
Oh, yeah. Weirdly, she wasn't that crazy in that movie, but that's one of the reasons... It's one of the bad... The script of that movie is counted on as being so terrible because I'm glad I'm talking about Showgirls now. Actually, the script of that movie was... And Joe Esterhaz has said that he never meant people to take it seriously, but the way it was filmed was... Like that.
I think it could have been filmed way more campier.
But that was it. I'm saying it was filmed like a serious.
I haven't seen that movie in forever since it came out.
Oh.
I loved it when it came out. I watched it many times.
Stripper.
Remember when she eats that burger and it's just so disgusting?
I'm not a whore. I'm a dancer.
I'm a dancer. Oh, okay.
So. They go
to Sky Bar.
They go to Sky Bar at the Mondrian. Mm-hmm. It's a nice hotel. Yeah.
Didn't the one on Sunset close?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
she's dressed appropriate for Sky Bar.
Yes.
I mean, a little on the slutty side.
It's a little on the hoochie side.
But you see that there.
And she orders her a tequila and soda, the George Clooney Casamigos kind. Which
yes.
was a pretentious order.
I do like that tequila, though. I don't love tequila, but I like that.
A lot of people order it because they think it's the George Clooney tequila, though. And I'm sure he probably did.
I just ordered because someone ordered it and I had it. And I went, oh, I don't care for tequila normally. But like that,
Interesting.
I usually like bougier tequilas. Or like, what is the one? Is it Casa Dorgones? I like that one.
Sure. If I could roll my eyes further out of my head,
you don't really
I would.
Drink tequila, though, do you?
I don't for good reasons.
Because we see what it does to Natalie. So Natalie she's drinking.
No, it works with my body chemistry in a way that I can't. Drink,
I don't even know this.
I can't drink a lot. I can't drink a lot of it, and I hit a wall with it, and it doesn't do well. Good things for me, and I don't like. I feel very out of control when I drink tequila, which I don't enjoy.
Tequila makes his clothes come off.
Kind of, yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So that was too much information. But so they're on this date. And so she's sitting there and I think Natalie either watched a lot of Untucked from Drag Race because she is holding this straw like a drag queen.
She's like this.
Untucked. Just like, and she's like, I want to know. Does he want to be in a committed relationship with me? And I went, it's the second date.
Well, the thing is, you are applying normal, rational rules.
She is not.
And for her, this is her new prince. And the prince, this is already too long. He should have already came up to her and said, I want to be committed to you. Let's go make a baby right now.
Yes.
That's how cuckoo. Her version of reality
yes.
is. Yeah. And so I completely think it's normal behavior for Natalie say something.
100%.
But when he says, but we need to be, we can't be exclusive right now. And she's like, and she takes it as he never wants to be exclusive.
I came here to fly to you.
Yeah. But so a lot of this is him just saying, I don't think there'd be any way for him to really say to her, let's take this slow, because she's like, slow? I'm 37 years old. I need child.
I don't have time.
I will say, you guys, remember, the ultimate boner killer is telling people on the first date, I need a child.
Yes. Yes.
Unless you were like one of those reproductive abusers, and they're all over
They're
that.
All over the, she, so... She kind of has this moment where Natalie says, I don't normally drink. I'm half naked in heels and I'm drunk.
There's
going to be a top 20 of things that Natalie said.
I'm telling you, and then she basically, you're right. She says, what's the point of me even being with you or me even dating? Later on, that's when she says, men are like dogs who would kiss my feet. That's normally, but I don't want that.
No, I thought she, maybe I misunderstood. I thought she said men are like dogs and they want to kiss. I thought she said, I want that.
No. She said, but that's not what I want.
Oh, okay. I thought she said, it's what I want.
No, she said, I want a partner. She wants someone like him who calls her on her crazy shit, but she really doesn't want that.
No, because she takes everything personal times 100.
Yep. Now, we're walking up to her.
She says, by the way, in her ITM, she says before that day, she said in the moment, she said, she's like, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
I fly to LA. Sorry. What, now
so
go ahead. What
she
you were gonna say.
She is, they're walking up to, he's gotten her another room, of course.
Yes.
And she's kind of at the door and you think.
And Josh is kind of rubbing it on her, y'all. He thinks he's going to get laid.
This is a normal thing of him, or at least kissing her.
And then
she kind of goes into, what's weird is, I don't know if this is trauma.
No, I was going to say, she goes into childhood trauma mode. And it's like,
it felt like trauma to me.
She does this thing where she infantilizes herself. And
she's
just
like,
and you can see like the hanging of the head.
Yes.
And the look of the eyes where she does this.
She becomes like a wounded animal. Yeah.
Well, I'm doing it for the intimate portrait.
That's exactly what it looked like.
Almost
that
fell.
That was disturbing.
I almost fell.
If you would have broken my coffee table, you would buy me a new one.
I've lost weight. I wouldn't break it now.
Broke my couch.
That's when I was chubbier.
Woo! Anyway, y'all, so it was so weird. And she's like, it's not romantic because she wants this fantasy.
And actually, it could have been romantic. He could have walked through the door, said, I had a nice night, and given her a really nice kiss.
She is always going to fuck up everything because she has not gotten over any type of the relationship trauma she's had.
No.
She will not process it.
And it's kind of weird. They're kind of like touching faces. And then she goes, and slams the door. And he just kind of sits there. And the producer
says, so crazy.
Why did you slam the door? And she said, because... he told me it's too early to be exclusive, and he just wants to have sex with me. Come on, man.
And that's not what he said.
That's not what he said at all.
And then I just wrote, I'm just so confused about what I just saw.
And also, so ready to see more.
I am.
Oh, y'all, so good. All right, let's take a break,
and we have some old friends who are coming back.
We can't wait.
Right after that.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song, To All Our Queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope. Keep going, queens.
We're back from Mexico.
Hi.
It's the candy pan.
I almost thought we melted.
No, but we're still didn't. Looking to fulfill our destiny.
The panties are back, y'all, because...
The panties are back.
I'm back for love. I'm going to go to Ukraine and find a woman. Find a wife.
It's funny.
Sasha?
Just finish it out.
Well,
he doesn't sound like Obama to me as much now.
He never... There was only one time...
There was a bit. No, there was. I remember when we watched it the first time, we were like, he sounds like Obama.
It's this long, drawn out...
Yeah.
And we called him cut-rate Obama with the ears.
We did.
And...
He's back. Caesar is back.
Caesar Mac is back.
Caesar
Mac. Return of the Mac.
Return
of my God.
He looks good.
I feel like. I mean, he got his hair cut a little bit better. Like,
it's a little less sadder than the last time we saw him, when he was
less
devastated. Remember when he sat there at that restaurant in Mexico and told the woman, "My fiance is not coming," and the camera just sat on him.
Just sat on him the whole time.
And Saturday Night Live actually picked up on it.
Actually parodied it. Parodied it.
That was a moment.
That was a moment. He's back, y'all.
That will forever... That storyline with Maria being real, him going to Mexico, him being a nail tech, candy panties, all of it.
All of it. It was a sweet classic time of 90 Day Fiancé.
That was Camelot.
That was the first... That was before the 90 Day season 2.
Yes.
That was
the first
season,
one we did.
First season we covered.
That really was Camelot. That was the Garden of Eden. And now we've got Bilal.
Yeah, here's what I realized. Caesar is not a piece of shit like these other people.
He's just socially unacceptable.
He's just so doesn't get the cues. But I watched this and I went, oh, wait. I kind of feel sorry for you because you're too dumb to know any better.
Yeah. No, he's
perfect.
You
don't want to take advantage of these people.
He's perfect 90 Day.
You literally just want to find love.
Well, you know why?
And it's delusion like Natalie.
We feel safe. It's what I say all the time. If we think the person is safe, we're fine.
Caesar's not going to neglect you. He's not going to abuse you in any way. In fact, he probably won't be the best husband, but he'll probably love you and treat you as good as he can.
He will, but he's going to wind up being...
He won't cheat on you.
He's gonna drive away everyone he's with.
Oh, yeah.
So the thing is, what I'm betting is, I'm going to talk about this a little bit later, we hear a little bit about his ex-girlfriend, Liz. Strangely, someone else who has an ex-girlfriend or has a girlfriend, Liz.
Yeah.
Who is his friend Chewie's sister.
Yeah.
Who he dated in high school. I think we're going to meet Liz later on this season.
Maybe.
After he comes back from... So it'll be a also he shall not be named situation when he came back and found Liz.
I kind of, honestly, I want Caesar to find love, y'all.
This is not going
to
happen.
I do. I want Caesar to find love.
Nope. He'll be on Single Life.
Oh, no.
This season.
Who knew I was... And also, Caesar, when he met April... I just got rid of it recently, but I have that same shirt too. And now that's the second shirt that I have the same as Caesar's. And I realized Caesar and I both shop exclusively at Old Navy.
Yep. Yep. I do want to say, though, he's still gross because he just looks at the appearance of who that.
For
he
sure.
He couldn't give a shit, couldn't give two shits about what these women are.
No.
He just wants to fuck a Ukrainian blow up doll.
Yeah, he does. He does.
I can't root for that. But
well, apparently, y'all, by the way, I can't do it justice, and neither can Poodle. If you're not following us on TikTok or Instagram, y'all, our producer, Christina.
Yeah.
I say this all the time, but I really mean this. My favorite meme she's ever done, because what she basically, she connected the dots, y'all. What does Caesar want in a woman, Poodle? He wants what? He
says thick thighs.
Thick thighs.
Nice legs.
Curvy. And he says like a what?
Kind of like a chicken.
Some milk. Caesar. Caesar.
It's perfect.
Right here. I'm just as loyal.
And she's white and blonde. It's perfect.
White, blonde, perfect. Perfect, Caesar. Ah!
She's just not Ukrainian, but she could probably put on an accent.
But you know, she's equally as dumb in her choices.
And
they both are being conned.
And you could probably not work. And
it's true.
You could live off your retirement.
My retirement? It's what? I saved up $6,000 before I moved to another country.
Remember, we're also reminded that he gave Maria $40,000.
$40,000. But again, you think about, like, I've had a bit of revisionist history with Caesar, and that I thought, like, I kind of grouped him in with, like, David and Lana. He's not like that at all.
He's not that creepy.
He's much much. There is a creepiness. I'll get that. But he's much just as, like you said, a simpler time of Camelot.
It is an awkward social cues missing person who. He's the one person at your office party you don't want to be stuck talking to.
You never do. Because you're going to just tell you the same thing.
They're going to tell you the same thing, and they can't read that you're bored.
He's going to keep asking you how to use the new printer. It's got a cool button on it that he likes. Makes it easier. He just learned about it. You've known about that button for 2 years. That's Caesar.
Y'all, he's at a class called Wine and Design.
Wine and Design.
And he is painting a picture of his cat, Sebastian. And I said all those things. Those things are true. And I'm having a hard time still believing them. That's a real thing that people did.
Yeah. They do that a lot.
He's painting a picture of his cat, Sebastian, mm-hmm. who's his best friend. It's not a bad picture.
It's not a bad picture. And honestly, seeing that Caesar got a cat, I went, well, Caesar's got companion. I was happy. It warmed my heart.
He's talking to a woman named Latisse.
And she says, that's what you put on your eyelashes.
She says... He's like, got a husband at home. She's like, yeah,
I got a husband.
My husband. And in the interview, she went, I don't have a husband.
She's like, yeah, his pickup lines aren't funny, and I don't have a husband. And, I know. So Caesar basically, it's so funny, the weird thing. He's watched too many romantic movies because he says, I just want to find a girl, and we go on a picnic. We have some nice finger foods. We sit on a blanket, and this is so specific.
I was thinking,
like, it was poodle specific about a picnic.
It was like down to the level of finger foods.
Because we are going to the Sound of Music sing along on Saturday.
We are,
and you normally the fastidiousness of the picnic.
I am a fastidious queen.
You have to pack for that. And the fact that you're
I have
busy
to let it
the
go.
Whole day before,
I have to let it go.
That I'm just going to have to buy food. And,
I have been working on giving myself the grace to accept that all week because you're going to fuck it up and bring something shitty. I'm almost certain.
He's so nervous. But the fact that you're the only other person that's that fastidious about your picnic food.
I am very fastidious. He also says... He's doing his ab work, and he's like, I like him curvy, kind of like my age, 32 to 40. He's 49.
He's going to be 50.
Yeah. financially independent. So I'm going to go back to online dating.
He tried it a little bit. Couldn't really find anybody, so he's going to cast a wider net now.
Well, as he says later on when he's talking to April, girls around here don't give me a time of day.
Because... women around here read your social cues and they know that life with you would be really boring.
Yeah.
He's kind of like there's not another Caesar on 90 Day Fiancé.
No.
He's really one of a kind.
There's something that trapped, something happened.
Because Danielle's awkward, but Danielle's also like insidious sometimes or mean.
She can be quite venal about
venal,
things.
That's a good word. And he's not. There's not. I don't think there's a malicious bone in his body.
There might be. We have not seen it.
But if there is, we haven't seen it.
Yeah. He's still pretty gross in what he thinks women are.
It's gross how I think his ideas about women, men, and relationships are quite archaic.
Yeah. Quite. I just love this. He's talking to the matchmaker, Katerina,
who's gorgeous.
And he's leaving for Ukraine in 5 days to find the love of his life there.
Yes, because Ukrainian women care about your soul. I'm not laughing because they don't.
I don't know where he gets this. I think it's because Maria listened to him. Because no one else would listen to him go on and drone on all about what he thought. But Maria was being paid by him.
Yes.
So what he thinks, he immediately connects in a very simple way. He immediately connects the fact that women listen when you pay them to Ukrainian women care about your soul.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Sure.
Take us to Ukraine.
Sure. Now,
there's only one problem?
Just this little skirmish that might
just
start up.
Just this tiff.
Just this potential war. It is interesting how so much... It's actually... it's the first time I can remember, for instance, we watched 90 Day, where so much of what... turn on timing.
Yeah.
So much of world events are actually starting to make a difference in 90 Day Fiancé. Because, you know, we talked about Michael and... Angela and the travel ban from Nigeria that came in a little bit to effect, but this is now several storylines where Ukraine is it's such a big part of the 90. But Caesar's not going to let that stop, and Katarina basically says it's safe right now anyway. I'm assuming we see Christmas decorations, so I'm assuming it's December.
Yeah,
so they were conducting February, right? Wasn't it like February when that?
But a little bit. The declaration was a little later.
But
yeah,
the fighting started in February.
They moved in. I want to say in February, March. Yeah.
But by December, though, I remember it was
over the news. Did you see? And later on, he Googles Ukraine. I had to pause and go. I went. I couldn't even laugh.
No.
He did a cursory, and my favorite. He says, "I've seen a lot of articles that that they're working it out." So he's now an expert on geopolitics.
Yeah, he is.
Now you know who's an expert? April, his friend.
Yes.
And April even says. Yeah, that's not good over there.
Yeah, it's not going good. He's like, I know, but April, nothing's going to stop me. I know you have your female intuition about women, and that's helpful, but nothing's going to stop me.
It really is like everything.
Because I'm running out of time.
He learned from about women. He learned from the Naked Gun movies.
Yes! Yes!
It is all... I like them.
That and Revenge of the Nerds.
I like them. Broad and Chesty. That's the name. Broad and Chesty. It's. And he's like the women with their female intuition. The last little part of this is she says they're reading the profiles, which are quite sparse.
There's not a lot of, and I love that April said, yeah, last time everybody was just was nice to Caesar, but talked behind his back. I'm not going to do that.
Which is, I'm sure, what happens in his life.
I'm sure, but I will say one thing. The difference of someone like Caesar versus like we now see with like Bilal and some other shitty people, or like you'll see this a lot with like Paul and people. Caesar, there is a lovability or whatever. Caesar has friends. He has people that actually care about him.
I think
because we don't always have that on 90
Day. I think most people are concerned for him.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
But like David and Lana, he didn't have friends. That one couple is just paid to be there, and they hated him.
I think he's a lot less. He's a lot less miserable than some of the other men. Definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because yeah, we've had some real winners.
Yeah, but so they show this very sparse pro. You know what it actually looks like on our 90 Day, y'all. If you're watching the portrait now, you saw that we made a music video, which is on YouTube. Anybody can watch it. Years ago, of
Hot Russian Broads
was the name of our Russian dating
site
for the theme song. And so I made this website, and I made a fake website. That has more information.
It does.
Than these profiles.
It does. Then more than she. What dishes do you like? He's like, that means she can do the dishes.
The dishes. And I like that. And April said, "No, Caesar, you didn't read that right.
You read what you want to read.
You read." But she like the first one pops up, and she goes, "Oh, well, that looks special."
And it's interesting. He even says, "I guess what he's going to do is choose one." Girl or two girls, and then
we don't know. It looked like on this season on Katarina is going to set him up with a
couple of
smorgasbord of
dates,
y'all. This is the Ukrainian version of The Bachelor, and I'm fucking here for it.
It feels like escorts. It really does.
I don't want to think about that because that takes away the joy. I'm going to say everyone's in agreement and signed a contract.
No, they all did.
And it's all above board because I can't fucking wait for it.
He's pictured in a top hat.
And of course, Caesar's going to find the love of his life, and he's just going to ask her probably to get married. And then suddenly, there's a war. Because that's Caesar's lie.
And he has to, I'm not going to let no war stop me from finding the love of my life. No, Caesar, they're bombing the city.
We can't get back in.
We need to leave. But I'm here for love. Then they shell the city.
Yeah. Caesar's luck. Oh, remember, we called him the Eeyore. Oh, bother.
So Chewie is taking him to the airport. That's when we hear a little bit about the sister Liz who he dated.
Liz is Chewie's sister. They remain best friends, good friends for years.
And he said, and even Chewie's like, what kind of Ukrainian girl has a name like Maria? Has a Spanish name. I think Maria is like the Virgin Mary.
There's a lot. I'm imagining Maria is probably a Latin origin, but there's. Maria is a very popular, like, Russian-Ukrainian name. I've heard that a lot.
Yeah.
I don't...
Yeah. I think...
Linguist, or...
I think that might have been coming from... A cutting linguist. I think that might have been coming from Chewie's limited experience with Ukraine.
Maybe.
Anyway, he says, I hope I can come back here and say, guys, here's my girlfriend, or maybe my wife.
Wow.
Gonna be good.
Y'all, it's so... As we're going through these, there's not one dud. No. I mean, let me back that up. They're all duds. And that's the beauty. But no, there's not one boring story.
They're all unacceptables. This is a... To paraphrase someone, a basket of deplorables. in the best possible way. We all kind of love them and hate them for the same, with the exception of Veronica, who I think is going to be across the board someone we can kind of root for and we like. But everyone else has a reason for us, think about it, has a reason for us to laugh and kind of laugh at them and hate them a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I have tons of problems with Tiffany and the choices Tiffany has made.
Oh, yeah.
And Debbie has her own issues. And
hey,
so,
don't talk about my mom like that. She doesn't have issues.
Speaking of, Pee-wee, let's talk about your mom.
Hey, Mom, we're back. You ready to look for love, Mom?
You kind of got a glammed up, too. You kind of wearing glitter eyeshadow.
No.
I see.
Yeah, Mom learned how to fix me up real
Ziggy
good.
Stardust.
Yeah, right, Mom?
But your mom's hiding. You get hidden by her hair sometimes.
I don't want to talk about that. I just want somebody to see me and find a mole of my own.
Oh, so you want someone.
Some mole out there on someone else's cheek. Are you in a Santa beard? Shave him and we'll see. Some mole out there, out where moles come true.
That was beautiful, Pee-wee.
Thank you. I've been working on it since I've been hidden.
Oh, that was stupid.
Wow. I am filled with joy from this show.
So
Debbie's cutting a rug.
Debbie looks like she's dressed like Elizabeth Hurley from one of the Austin Powers movies. She is literally a British go-go. Ooh,
she is. It really stands out when she goes out with all of her other friends and they shop at Cato's or White Barn Black Market.
White House Black Market.
White House Black Market.
White Barn.
That's the farmhouse version, y'all, where there's shiplap on the wall.
White Barn.
Black Market.
White Barn, Black Mercantile. It's the Oklahoma version.
It's a pioneer woman. She came out with a store.
White Barn.
I shop at White Barn. But no, when she's with all of her friends, it's just, you're like, look at that. It feels like one of those
they're in sweater
logic
sets
problems in elementary and goes,
what doesn't belong?
Who sticks out in this?
Yeah, I think, I don't know if you saw when she's looking at the clothes she needs to throw away. A lot of clothes had like TJ Maxx tags.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure other people help her find this wardrobe, but she's not leaning towards that.
No.
I completely support her wanting to become a completely new person, though.
Oh, I loved watching her date last year.
Unfortunately, a lot of Debbie is still the same underneath.
She tries to put on this good kind of like new Debbie face, but then when you see her with Colt, you kind of see that regression.
Yeah.
We don't even go into all she talks
and
a
things,
lot about
her past,
things
aren't good with Colt. That's what we can tell. But the thing about it is we get a little bit more about her husband Harley, and they were together forever, basically
like 30 or 40 years.
Yeah, and he's been gone for 13 years, and one of the reasons they got the cats was because he loved cats, and they had 15 foster cats. And
can't then, imagine how that house smelled.
Oh, it's the cat pee is like it burns your nose when you walk.
Yeah,
in.
Yeah.
And what she said was really interesting. I can't separate the cats from Harley's ashes. She can't move on, you guys. She's not going to be able to.
She can't even. He wanted his ashes spread in Tahoe.
Yeah.
She doesn't even do that. Have it. She said, I'm not ready. So you see, I feel like that's going to be
whatever. That's her arc.
That's their arc. And we're going to go see Debbie spread ashes in Tahoe.
I hope.
And we're going to fucking cry at that, and we're not going to believe that we're crying at Mother Debbie having an emotional moment.
I think anyone, grief is compelling.
And it is.
I think even for a troll like Debbie, who can be pretty awful.
She has the highest stakes of this of anybody.
Yes, she does.
Grief is compelling, and she literally, where Caesar says, I've run out of time. No, Debbie's about to turn 70. Yeah. She really feels like she could be out of time.
And guess what, y'all? She tells the girls she's putting away her battery-operated boyfriend.
Her Bob.
Her friend in Canada, this feels suspicious, and I don't... But they have been talking for a while. I have a feeling it's not as interesting as they're making it for the show, how they got to know each other.
Yeah, I think
probably he saw her of the show, and he...
Maybe, yeah. But I feel like they get along. I mean...
They do. I'm saying, though... They don't want to acknowledge the show. You saw me on the show.
Yeah.
So
yeah, probably.
I think that's probably what
he
it is.
He slid in her DMs or whatever.
Yeah. But the explanation is, a friend in Canada messaged me and said, my landlord is perfect for you. Again,
they think of
that was a thing that was said that I go, my landlord is perfect
for Canada?
You? In Canada?
I will say, the excuses the producers think of, how do we say you met?
Yeah.
You know what? Jake, let's say you met this guy. You were getting gas at a 7-Eleven.
That happens.
And
do they have gas anymore?
And it was, some 7-Elevens do.
Do they?
Yeah. You're getting gas, whatever.
You just went, yeah.
They do. Or various few, but okay, sure, whatever. And you were at an AM/PM full service station.
That's full service.
And this person cleaned your windows, because where have you been where it's, besides New Jersey, where it's fucking full service?
It's rare.
It's very rare.
Are they hot?
This is fake. This isn't real.
Because I'm not going to be with them if they're hot. They're not hot.
But I'm just saying, the ideas they think of are like, they're just so out there. Anyway.
So when they talk, when she and Tony talk, when he says something sensual, I get twinges. I get twinges.
Oh, Mom. I don't like it when you
have
all
those kinds of twinges.
Mom, you know I don't like it when you talk about those twinges.
Use them a twinges.
Mom, I don't like that. Kind of twinges when you pluck the hair from me, and I don't like it.
I'm a little disturbed by her twinges. And
she talks a lot about her twinges.
So, y'all, Tony, they're about to video chat, and yes. She's getting and he's from this place. She could only pronounce it as I don't know. Part click comparator. Click comparator.
I don't think that's right, Mom.
Click comb.
Mom.
Click.
Stop.
And he is a little bit younger than she is, and she's saying, "That's why I'm a cougar and he's my boy toy.
I don't like this."
Pee-wee is not happy.
Anyway, y'all, he looks like a thinner Santa Claus.
And that's what she described.
He seems nice. There's a little creep vibe I get from him, but I think that's just because he's on the internet and Canadian.
Well, I think we see later kind of this season, but you can kind of see in the background, I think he's like a big sci-fi, like Dungeons and Dragons
like
nerd.
Like Colt.
So yeah. When I saw that, I went, oh my God, she found her husband. But yes, she says he looks like a Santa.
He's got a ponytail.
She wonders what's in his Christmas bag.
What's this Christmas bag?
Mom!
It's disgusting.
Can we just not do Christmas this year?
She always kind of sounds like she's got a little bit of dip in.
Mom, don't ruin Christmas!
So she said her ideal man is a bigger person, and this guy's covered in tattoos.
Yes. This guy's slimmer, covered in tattoos.
And he's talking about coming to Vegas.
There was a long segment, but there really was a lot. There's a lot of plot stuff for them. And so she's like, you know, maybe it's too good to be true. I don't know, but he's going to be here just in time for her 70th. So she's cleaning up the house. But the main kind of drama of this was when Colt comes back.
In what I could only...
What was Colt wearing?
I could only say... It is this kind of wizard robe.
This, like, fucking Harry Potter sleepover with his hair and then the gross long beard. And he's wearing shorts and then a T-shirt and this nightgown/cardigan sweater.
He looks like a cast member from What We Do in the Shadows.
Yes.
It's very... I don't know. The shorts really bother me.
The shorts
with the wizard slash cardigans. Mm-hmm. It's so off.
Mm-hmm.
That chin beard that's a different color than the rest of his hair.
His hair actually looks kind of prettier long. I wish he would just shave the beard or trim it short. He looks so much nicer.
But why is the hair color so different?
I mean, that has happened with some guys. It could be a dip, but it's very...
It's disturbing.
The main thing I think of, that person is on top of a woman having sex with her.
Yeah, a lot. They have a lot of sex.
She does that. She's just looking up at that a lot.
And glasses adjusting. Although he doesn't wear glasses as much anymore.
He doesn't as much anymore.
It
was bad.
I don't feel like they even know how to talk to one another.
That's what I wrote. They are the perfect example of they need a therapist mediator.
Yeah.
Because neither of them are listening to one another, but also Colt and Debbie both aren't. They need words to articulate what they're saying because they're both not very articulate.
He basically says, he said, "Why do you treat me like a child?" And then she said, "You think that I'm thinking that you always need me in your life as your mom. What if I needed you?"
Yeah, Mom, tell him.
And so she says that.
She starts crying.
And instead of, and I kind of understand where he's coming from because I'm sure she's done this before.
Oh,
but
I'm 100% positive she's done this before.
On camera, it felt like a complete rejection. For him to say, "Here we go with the guilt trip, guilt trip, guilt trip.
Guilt trip, guilt trip," yeah.
And he walks out, and then she says, this is when she uses her real weapons. "You don't care about me." Breaks down crying. They're still fighting, and he's like, "I gotta get out of here. You're crazy. Fuck you," blah, blah, blah. Then
killing Mom! Killing Mom!
Kiwi! We can't kill him yet!
God damn it! Don't cover me up with your hip!
we can't kill Colt yet. So this is when you know that Debbie hasn't dated. She calls Tony in sobbing.
But isn't it funny how like when Debbie cries it sounds the exact
like she's
same
laughing.
When she's laughing.
Yeah.
Which is how she laughs.
Yeah.
I mean, you feel for her because she is, and we haven't even seen Colt and Larissa's season yet. No. A lot of sissies are talking about how terrible she is then, yeah. how manipulative she is.
She's extremely manipulative.
So we haven't actually even seen worse.
You saw what she did to Jess.
We saw that. Yeah. But we haven't even.
You trash man.
You trash man. So, but I can't believe she. I don't know what the fuck this Tony guy's thinking.
We'll see. Shall we move on? Boy, I did not expect to get as much from this as we're going to, I think. But Tania, now Tanya.
We have apologized. She got a bad edit on season one, y'all. Yeah. We now call her Tanya.
I think she's going to...
Because we felt sorry. Because Sinjin was a dick.
I think she's going to get... I think we will realize that this is a person who loves to talk about what they want and loves to talk about what they think they want, but has no fucking idea of
what
they want.
That's why she reminds me, like, when you're 23 or 22 and trying to date.
Yeah.
Or even 20. By the way, is she working as an herb doctor?
Herbologist.
Did she ever finish that up?
I'm not sure what she's... I think she's living in Aruba. Maybe she's driving Uber.
Okay.
I don't know.
Colt is when he drove away.
Aruban Uber.
When Colt drove away, he had an Uber on his car. Which we've had a sissy that once said Colt was their Uber
driver. That's right. I would screech.
I would. Oh, if Colt was your Uber driver.
I would scream.
In Vegas.
I would scream.
Would you take the Uber if he was our Uber driver?
Totally.
Would you tell him who we were?
Yes.
He might kick us out.
No, he wouldn't.
We did say that he would kill someone. I think
I blame that on you.
I think I did say it.
I love you. You're my favorite.
That's exactly what he would do.
Yeah.
But I will say, Tanya looks fucking great. Like her skin, her makeup.
She does.
She looks really, her hair, she looks beautiful.
The girls are out.
Yep.
Let's just say that.
Look, I'm telling y'all right now, if you're in our Facebook group and you want to make a post about Tania's breast, we will decline it because nothing has made people fight more in our Facebook group ever. So don't Ooh. Even post about it. We're not even, because we also don't want to talk about women's bodies, but
yeah.
but we're talking about it because she made it a plot point of this show.
Yes. So
that's the only reason we're bringing it up. Like literally, they're just... I thought, was this bikini a sponsor and she had to show the bikini? It felt so weird. Like, why are we talking so much about...
And we talked about... talking about
and she takes it off and...
We may have to adjust that because her boobs are becoming...
She's making it a plot
her,
point.
Her boobs, when the guy who we see later on, whose name is Joel, she's like, I really liked her eyes. Yeah, that bikini really made her eyes look good.
Well, he's even laughing when he says it. You know he's thinking his head.
She's got
I really
great
liked her. Don't
eyeballs.
Say tits. Don't say tits. Don't say tits. Don't say tits. There was probably three cuts where he said, I liked her tits. And the producer went, cut,
again.
Joel.
I liked her melons. I mean, sorry.
Cut, Joel. One more time,
I mean,
Joel.
I want to suck them. I mean,
Joel, stop. Cut.
Part of it is, I know, part of it is the fact that they are really out on that date. And she, I'm sure she thinks of, she's got.
They're a selling point.
They're big boobs.
They're, yeah.
And she thinks of her, they're her best asset. She's not ashamed of them.
No.
She is, and the bikini she's wearing is, shows off a lot. And she knows exactly what she's doing.
Oh, yeah. And but she also, Tanya's coming into her sexual kind of proud, like her sexual peak. She said her and Sinjin, because they never got to a
they
good
never
place,
trusted each other
they
enough. Never,
but they wanted to get into S&M. They wanted to get into sex parties. They wanted to get, did, and I don't know if Tanya defines her sexuality. I don't know if she considers herself poly or bisexual.
Here's my issue. I think this one loves to talk about all these things more than she likes to do
well
them.
we've said in season one Tania wants you to think she's the cool girlfriend.
Yes,
when she is nothing but she is nothing
no.
close to cool. Everything is so anxious, so maybe she's trying to turn over that leaf,
but she talks such a game, which is why she still stirs up a lot of hate among other people.
Yeah.
I've kind of become a lot more moderate on her now.
Well,
I think
Sinjin really, ironically, Sinjin did what she does, but even worse, Sinjin really bullshitted her.
Yeah.
and sold totally. Her what's
a
that
bad t- bill of goods.
A bad bill of goods.
Yeah. A drunk bill of goods.
yeah.
And the thing about it is, y'all, she's in Aruba to heal, as she says. And
yeah.
My thing is, what Tania wants to do, she keeps saying about what she's looking for, which is a question they keep asking everyone. Of course, Tanya overthinks it.
Yeah.
She's like, well, I want to have fun, and I want to heal, but I also want someone who's going to be the one, you know? Because I want to have kids one day, and I want to be in a solid relationship.
But I want to have fun.
But I want to have fun.
And not be tied down. What do you want? It literally was just, woo, woo.
I would hate to be her friend. It's a constant.
Vincent and Kate have a special place
in
heaven
for them. It is a constant diatribe about what's going on in my life right now.
What do you think? And then she asks you what you think. And then she's that friend that gives you that advice, or you give her the advice that they ask for. And then she not only takes it, but then tells you how wrong you are, and then makes you feel like you're a bad friend.
Yeah, and she's in Aruba. We don't know for how long she's going to be in Aruba.
Well, she spends winter. This is again, I think, in December. She spends winters in. She said, "I used to spend winters away from Connecticut anyway."
How does
again,
this bitch
like
live?
She's a fucking Onassis?
How does this bitch live like this?
Well, when she was young, she probably did it on the cheap,
right?
And like say, but she's not doing it anymore, living on the cheap.
Oh no,
and she's not.
So, y'all, she met another bartender.
This is what. Don't go back to the same slut pool when you found out your ex-boyfriend was too slutty for you.
Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, fuck a bartender twice, I'd still do it.
Again, someone's been back to this pool quite often.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's no occupancy level.
The litany of bars
takes all comers.
You can't go into now.
I know, it's bad.
You fucked a lot of bartenders.
Yeah. Let me tell you one thing. A bartender fuck is, it's going to be, they vary some, but they're going to finish fast because they've got more things to do. They got other people to fuck. Yeah. They're usually very... sometimes they can be good, but they are easily distracted. They're not people you have relationships with. They're just not.
I feel like
they're
seekers. They want to have a good time. Like that's
yep. Tanya's a bartender.
She was.
Yeah.
Or she is.
I don't know. Maybe what she's a bartender.
Your shorts okay there?
Yeah.
Just kind of riding up a little bit.
A little bit.
Don't want to see your figs.
My figs.
So, y'all, now this guy's name is Joel. He is hot. He's a pretty boy.
Oh, yeah, he's hot.
He's very different than Sinjin. He loves his Instagram selfies with a kissy face. Process that. I guess that's just now what everybody does.
And they are, she's talking to, is it Kate and Martin? Mark?
Yeah.
Mark? I don't know. I wrote this down.
Oh, Vincent.
Thank you, Vincent. And
her girlfriend and the gay friend.
Oh, I thought they were together.
Oh, I didn't get that vibe at all.
I didn't really.
But maybe they were. I don't think you paid attention.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they're basically listening to hear her like spit word salad at them, which is what Tanya does.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're going to a national park with like we're getting a Jeep. And it's interesting because and I wrote down Tanya doesn't know what she wants. Which is fine.
That's
fine. It is
fine.
So okay when you have a breakup.
But she wants to have kids and she's running out of time.
She's 32.
I hope Tanya, from some of this, has made some money. And I know this is a privilege thing, but she's been on this television show, so she's made money. But, honey, freeze some of your eggs. Like, take this pressure off yourself.
Yeah.
And, again, I know that a lot of women can't do that. That's expensive. But she's made some money from this show. And, like,
she's 32. Who is pressuring her in her life that she needs to have kids right now?
I know. I don't think her mom is.
This comes internally. Like, I'm sure she's a perfectionist. She wants to do everything, doing the best the whole time. I get that. But it just... if I was her friend, I would say,
You don't need to decide anything now.
No.
Just go out and fuck as many guys as you can. I hear that's good for healing. Then you may have a scab that...
What are you still healing about?
I heal every week.
Oh, yeah.
So...
You want to talk about the date?
Yeah, they are... She's dressed... That bikini...
Her eyes are beautiful.
Her eyes are sparkling.
We don't get that much. He arrives. They go on the date, and they're talking.
She's very nervous, and that nervous laughter.
But they're having decent date. Like, yeah. She's talking about cooking. Like, they're talking about interesting things, and but she does laugh. She's like,
yeah,
she's a nervous laugh.
It's that airport laugh when Sinjin came.
That laugh.
That I still can't get over.
She just kept laughing.
Now, she says they're talking about being... She's like, well, I'm newly separated. And he's like, oh, you're...
Did you file for divorce?
He's like, but not on paper. And this is the Tanya that I remember.
Yeah, this is where she gets Tania.
I don't think you need a piece of paper.
Paperwork doesn't mean anything.
Because here's the thing. I don't feel married. My favorite is I'm emotionally and mentally divorced.
Yeah, the whole point, then why did you get married to begin with? Because marriage is a paper contract.
Well, the thing about it is she's ignoring the fact that other people may not feel the way she does.
Yes, but also I just want to say she's ignoring the actual reality of the situation.
Yeah.
The whole point is that y'all, marriage is just a thing on paper. That's what it is. The rest of it is what you make up, but you're married.
Well, the thing about this is he gets really kind of annoyed about this because he's like, why would anyone do this? So for him, he's going to say, I guarantee you she will not be able to see his point.
No, not at all.
Now, the thing about this here is she doesn't care what anyone else thinks.
No.
And she will continue to say, I'm emotionally and mentally divorced. And when because she won't even think of the possibility that another person would think, well, that must mean you're still in love with your husband. Why aren't you divorced?
Why would you say that?
And
when the producer asks her that, she doesn't have an answer.
Right. I think it's more of a question of because this is, I guarantee you this is it. This is a way of avoiding the situation. Because when you actually get divorced, they're going to have to accept what they've done.
It's avoiding, but also if you think of it, connects with, she says several times, I understand where this is coming from. When you get out of a relationship, there is a part of it, especially if it's a breakup that she didn't want. She's saying, I just don't know if I'm going to find anyone that loves me. Like,
yes, she says that.
That's a very normal thing to say when people break up. But at the same time, it also, that usually means that you're in that space that you're still holding on to that love for that person.
Yep. And when...
Because if you let it go, you realize he didn't really love you. If he wanted to get... He didn't love you like you should be loved because he's the one that wanted out of the relationship. He didn't love you more than anybody else in the world. That was the problem.
And what's going to happen is as soon as they either get a legal separation or legally divorce, she's going to feel like she failed.
Yes.
So that's what she's avoiding. Because, and even
we know Sinjin is with another, in another relationship.
He is completely. Now, and he's with someone who probably doesn't give a shit about it because he's in another relationship, but I guarantee you it ain't serious.
No.
Or he doesn't think it's serious and she might.
And it's probably the same pattern, yeah.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Tanya isn't like that.
No.
And she's fine for her to do, she wants her to do whatever things mean to her and fuck everybody else.
Yeah.
Whatever definitions. Honestly, if I was seriously dating someone and they told me they had just been separated, and this is not serious dating, but the guy obviously is like, why are you actively dating? Because what he's thinking is you're not even separated. You're still married.
Yeah.
And I'd fuck someone, definitely, if they were just separated. I don't know if I'd start dating them.
That's the show, everybody.
I could fuck a separated person.
Oh, God.
So what? As long as they're down there in the house.
I do not. I am not coming to get you from someone's house because their ex-wife slashed your tires.
I don't want to get in. I don't want no drama. But that's not true. I thrive on it.
I'm done. I don't have anything else.
I'm done.
Y'all, it was a long show, but it was a 2-hour fucking show. So sorry for the long podcast, y'all. God, it was good, though.
They never mind a long podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Y'all, that's the show. Go to our Instagram, our TikTok, Reality Gaze Podcast on Insta, Reality Gaze on TikTok, Reality Gaze Pod on Twitter.
Yep.
Right? Yep. That's it. Go to all that. That's where you can get our Linktree link. You can see our beautiful meme our producer Christina made, who we love so much. Her and Caitlin are killing it.
Yay!
Y'all, we call these people, boy, this fits on this one. We call these people lonely hearts, because, Boodle, aren't we all just lonely hearts dating for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if you have ever gotten ready for a date and said to yourself in the mirror, I hope my appearance will make them smile and think I'm cute, because I am
coolest.
Coolest.
Actually, I bet you said that. I never.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.